Gemara steht in Chulin Datsach in Chagiga Datsach Navuna ki Matul Haikro Bochi Mi Bika Zois Miyadchem Ramois Chatzede. There's a post that the Novi says, who is you to come to the Beis HaMikdash to step with your feet into the Beis HaMikdash? Those of the Gemara and the Eved that the Rabbi doesn't want to see him. Takoni Yeshloi. So Chaim cries with limp shot. Mi bikes zois mi yetchem ramois chatzelei. Wenn ein Mensch kommt rein in Beis HaMikdash, darf er reinkommen in sein Kopf und mit sein Herz. Aber if a person comes in only with his feet, that's what you do, you oidle regel, you go with your feet, you go in, is das hat man gemeint. Und das hat der Novi gesagt. Mi bikes zois mi yetchem ramois chatzelei. Who wird dir gebeten, sollst du reinkommen mit deinen Füßen? You come to the Mokka Mikdash, aber wer? Und die Mitzvah, the Tuk in the Mitzvah is, that you have to be oily regal, you go with your feet inside. But it's a lot more than that. In the Heilige Nacht from the Leil HaSeder is HaLeil HaZeh Kuloi Matzah. HaLeil HaZeh Kuloi Matzah every single second. HaLeil HaZeh Kuloi Matzah, a mensch can fadin so much in the oily maruchni. And can arois kuvin mamish and go out of his finstere, bittere mitzrayim. The kolmini meitzorim that is chal on a person machmas the cheshkas agolus. And the person can't get out. Is a laila azel kuloi matzah. A mensch can arois gain if he prepares himself. Einach anami is a srusa de laila. From the Eibshter is a gisach arois from them. Azeifel chovius of ruchni is a mensch can zukumen. But you have to be a kli kibbel to be makabel. If somebody's going to come with a little cup and somebody's going to give you gallons of water, is a mensch muzach zugreiten for the laila ha-pesach to be makayim, to be makabel this is a srusa de laila. Rabbi Shulay Diskin found out there was an almona in his area in Eitz Yisrael when he moved to Eitz Yisrael. Machas al ganza maisa shahoya. He found out there was an almona that she got a stroke. Lo yaleinu. She was the isha zikena ad lahafli. And when he found out right away, Rabbi Shulay was matrich himself to make sure that every day from his house it should come out the meals. And he had noshim tzedkoni to go and take care of her, bring her the food that she could eat, that she could swallow, the drinks that she needs, was masada the medicines, as with the dalmada nishgah had came condition had anybody to finish. And from his house came out the whole yeshua for this alter freud. Once the yeshua lay was before yontif, and he wanted to say gvincher ona gut yontif, and he came into her. So then she is Rebech Betein Bakosha Benchmin Metariches Yomim. Someone that was standing next to Rabbi Shulay Rebech Fashtenish Zolzi Benchim for Rafu Shleima. You do that by Rabbi Shulay do is Hanoganesis Kala Yotz Mepiv Tzadigoyza Zvikayim Kala Tzadigoyza Koshvoch Mekayim. There's some really dick and miraculous dick and nisim that happened under his hands. And Alam Gavus in Yerushalayim, if you can get Rabbi Shulay, that wasn't so easy to get him that he should say, but if he said it, it was in the sky. It's kumta to the floor. Betsy, what she is as a chom alichas yomim. So somebody asked her. She said in a nice way. She said, "Rebetzin alta rebetzin lama echfregin." I stated the god la dor that Rabbi Shulay. Und veisach as a kol yotzim epiv yase. So why is she asking for a vush lema? What are you asking for alichas yomim? Und zokta I still hate. Und di matzim the vush lama alichas yomim. Asked she said the fashteis nisht. He says, what's a fadinin if I have a refuah shleima? I patter myself in midas hadin? I won't. If you don't get your own shim in this world, you get it in Yenneveld. In Yenneveld, that's a lot worse. It's loinzach di yisurim. But I want to have a lichas yomim. What Rabbi Shulay be gefer for my kin, for vos vos tell my lichas yomim? She says like this. Ben Mr. Goof is not noki. She has no control. But once the day, the noshim tzatkoni is a menaka her, and she could say one brocha. She said, it's kedai to have aliches yomim, that every day I could be maske shem Hashem. When Rabbi Shulay heard that, it went out of his kelim. Sheita al tefroi. It's kedai for her to finster the bitter yisurim, the aliches yomim, of having that one time during the day, she was be able to say a brochem. That means that trachten. As Rabbi Shulay was like, moidik is vile, he said, over the story many times, and also the al tefroi moiz gilei. It's vifel hoido daf a mensch hob and a mensch that's the platz out of his heart as the nach from Pesach that he has a gelegenheit not only to say one bracha after a different bracha, but he could be zeicher to have zman cheirat seinu to be chal on him himself and his family, whoever's around the table. And the nachum pesach, a mensch can arise came from sein finster mitzrayim. Yibakuk the Freud was so dankbar that she could be maske shem Hashem is benikius is bayuns mizan greis tzadikim chayvon metaris atzmoi. The Fnei HaRegel, Megetoch to the Mikveh, and I mentioned his Torah, and I mentioned his Wiffle, damn, a person, and if you're not longing for it, if you're not waiting for it, you're not platzing for it, like Yisrael of Shoresh HaVoidin says, that if you, you have to long for it, if you have to, I can't just write, I want to be Zerch, and most, yes, guys, I have as I had the Kanach. Is there a mensch great Zerch zu, and he has this Gaguim, for the Nach, is a Mordi Dik Matzliach. The Alta Alfandri, they call him. That's how they call him, the great Baal Mekubel, the big Goyin. He lived, I think, till 126 years old. He lived very, very long. I think there's even a letter from the Rabbi Kiva Eger to him. My kids, anyway, was in Eretz Yisrael. And at the, when he was in Eretz Yisrael, somebody had, people used to bring him money, stock of pigeon geld, v'chulim. Somebody took from him 200 Napoleons. That's a tremendous, tremendous amount of money. And he had it before Pesach. He was supposed to give out that money. And they told him right before the Yontif, as that money that he had was gegamvet. So he said like this: Geld kemen ave gamvene from me, aber nicht los ma ave gamvene, nicht mein Kopf and nicht mein Herz. I'm going to go into the Seder Kaloi Hoyum. And the people around me had so many people around them, they were so mishtoimim. If you heard this, I mentioned Zakoyach. To have a tzolul dike kop, a tzolul dike hearts, even though he had such an aveda, and he's going to have to take the money, maybe it was a pshin, if long, whatever's not the game. But when he went into the Seder, zemu fundana muri dike zach. No matter what you tear this off, yeah, the mensch hat doch andere peklach. When it comes to the Pesach Seder, you have to empty out the whole lave and empty out your cup. Nothing else could be there. Nothing else could be there. Except the mitzvah halayla. If you're going to be fanum with this and where I'm going for chalamoid and what's this 9 years shirch and the other face, come with different sound that's going on. Everybody's hearts was bush with them the ganze Zeit. You're not going to get from the Pesach Seder. Is you have to, mamish, take it from Yad Bim. Clean out your hearts before you go into the Seder. That's not easy. And make sure the only thing you're going to do is you're not going to be Masiyah Das from the Nyonah from the Seder, but the Kishma from the Seder. Now, the Balatanya was a younger manchik. If I could say that word, younger manchik, I can't imagine these people ever being young. The way we visualize these people, they're all old people. It bothers me terrible when I see these stories, these pictures, this form that they bring out from Gedolim. I saw a picture from Rabbi Leib when he was a boch, he didn't have a beard. Rabbi Chaim Shmulevitz, he didn't have a beard. You don't print it. You see a person of Ultra mention only. I can't imagine the Getlecha mentioned that there were babies and they were born. I told you once that Rabbi Leib Bax was giving a shir, and if you said Omer Rav, so some chacham from the Manashtana, yes, Rebbe. Where does Rav live? So Rabbi Leib Bax said, Rav lived. Rav was born. Rav died. Rav is in the Gemara. You can't look at these people. That kitzur, the Balatani was a younger man. Was very, very poor. He wanted to go to the Mazicha Magid. He was yearning from him. He wanted to go for him for this Dorim. So it was very hard to get in over there. Bekushi, till he had strength in the Yisra Shus if he can come. So Mazicha Magid says, Danius in his house is Noida. He doesn't have a kois to give him that he should be able to drink the Dalit koises. Everybody else that's coming, those that are Danash that are coming, they're coming with their own matzahs. Of a kois, their own matzahs and their own wine, but I can't even give you a kois. Come, have a benkel. So the Balatani says, okay, I'll bring my own. He didn't have. So he took a glass that he had from his house. He tried, he's a bikachel kashadit. So he put it into water for 3 days and soaked it, the face like the machaba. Finished it, sit down, he took it out and they made a gola, whatever, and it came into the Seder. Came into the Seder, all the srof from Dorton, they were sitting around the table. And they were waiting for the Rav Amagat to come inside to start the Seder. Kitzi doesn't come in. He doesn't come in. There are people waiting. You know, it's late. You know, they used to keep Bismanim. Afikoimene, you have to do Bismanim. They were Balai Halocha. And they couldn't shalain. So everybody was thinking, maybe I did something wrong. So the Balatani was thinking, maybe I should not have done this with my glass. I should have not used the glass. I should have epistar up a Nishkashinagla. Kitzi took the glass and he threw it out of the house. As soon as he threw it out, he threw it out into the Ashba, all of a sudden the Mazicha Magad comes in. So right away he came in, and then right away it's they found that it's with a kois, a kitzur, it's right again. So then the Balatanya, after by when it was Shulchan Aruch, he is the Rebbe, is his given to leave mine kois. He says, Chaveisich wegen dein kois, and another kois, ein zach veisach. He said, I was about to go in, and I was magish that Amo is not letting me. He says, it's not Beshlemus. My Pesach tish of Zain betachl sayidun. So he says, what's with your kois? He says, I never know me talking that Amo holds, you can't cleanse the chuchis. You can't marshal it, and so he said, that's what it was. So from that the Balav Tanya learned, by big people, I mean, we're all b'dievet people. The Hagam that we're alive is also all b'dievet. And the fact that we look like human beings is also from the Nisim and the Flois, that we don't look like monkeys because we're not even Yidlid Yisha. Come out the way we act and the way we think, the way we talk and the way we do everything. Oh, but it's one of the great samatons that the Eibshe makes, that the human race keeps looking like the way it keeps looking. Anyway, our koponim is, Balav Tanya, he says, Zema von Danet, a seder, is the nach was mitreft em. Mitreft em. Va'ashev kervonu l'fnei ha'sin. Ashev kervonu. Oy mitreft em has to be betachlis with every hidur. Not everybody can live that way, but the hidurim that you can. And we're a reicher folk now. We're not poor. It's not the way it was once. Yeah, the man's can't say it's again. Hidur achel hidur. And then the hidur achel hidur v'dramo reinkum v'dramo al. When that magus these things over the oiris from yonder will come in, according to how much you mahadir on the inyu from Pesach. Mitchilo oivde oivde avodizor hoyav isenu. Va'achshav kevronu hamokim. What's meant achshav? Moshal amelech bosav adon. In the olden days, he used to be a king. He used to travel around in the places where he was, where he ruled. He wanted to see how the people act. So, he disguised himself. He went inside and. And they were sitting over here in a hotel and this and that. And somebody was sitting next to him. And he was in its stick, in its stick. The king walked here, the king walked there. Then afterwards, the king went back to his palace. Afterwards, they found out that this was the king. When the person realized that he was sitting next to the king, they were joking around. He didn't know that was the melech. Well, the gliss in the hof and come. If I would have known that the melech is sitting right next to me, I would have done everything. But then it's finished. The melech is back on his throne. The night from Pesach is the night was the Shechina kumt arop in yedi yiddish shtub. And Tom the glades is nish. If you don't glade, as Elion Novi kumt arayim by din, so then your yain is yain nesach. We are maminim b'nei maminim. Elion Novi kumt arayim, the Shechina kumt arop. And you have to believe it. And you have to act accordingly with all the hidurim, and that you have to explain that to your family. As much as you believe in it, that's how much. Yeah, it's going to be tefer hamnasat tefer. If you don't believe in it, then your kids are not going to pick it up. But if by this mamash koch by their hearts that you don't want to be masir das while the shchin is though, bal talionov with the mavase the gula is going to come, and it's such a moedika oilis that's going to be chal in every yiddish shtub. Every yiddish shtub is a mensch can zoyche zayn noilois. The Gemara and Kedushin, they all speak about it. Makar she isha amanash ni tzadi gomur. Zafil hu rosh gomur is mekadeshes. For vos, shem hiru tshuva biyodim. Shem hiru tshuva biliboy. So shteilch v'dan, it's the mefoshim said, dobe noyde. Yeah, mechaz chinuch and it, noyim, this time. But chalois tzadi, I'm not, you have to have you all the other ikrim. Oh, but to change yourself from rosh to tzadi gomur, with hiru liboy. A mensh, banach, the nacht from seder, can so come to dvorim noyroyim, just with a hidur liboy. And from now on, I'm going to be a yid. From now on, I'm going to be a ben chodim. I'm not going to be a avde taivis. I'm not going to be a fashklafte mensch. I'm going to throw away all the poor of a chazira, all the avdes that I have, and I'm going to throw to the tzadara. From now on, I'm going to be an andre mensch. I mentioned that at Tzadik Gomel, the night of Pesach, was the melech malchi amlochim zitz by the Pesach later. How could you not take advantage of those moments? If you're just a little wilder the person, then the night is over. And then, oh, what I could have gotten. And shen shen tushbet. It's moments that you have to sell. You have to wage with it. And great zachzu, don't be masir dasa. Amashu. Kol doidi hini zabo medalag alahorim bekavetz alag voice. This is the pasuk that they say is one of the main reasons why we say Shira Shirim. The Avis is Medalag ala Horim, Medalag ala Hoidim. He jumps over ala Gvois, even if he jumps over that. He lets himself down. Shevashiflenu zochalonu kiliyonim chasle. Even though with the lowest person, a mensch has a galeganite, or a mensch can't zach zugreiten, is moiridik. Uba moiridigol, who stayed moiridigol, zugilishchina. There's a moilidika maisa, even though I don't want to take off time to say his stories, but it's a moilidika maisa that it's a limitcha enkamoyu. I'm sure nobody minds if I speak a little bit open. How many people stay up the whole night? How many people fall asleep? Comes 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. Oh, I worked so hard, I was cleaning for the last 2 weeks. Face was, you know, I had a bite. Why are you falling asleep? I lost this. It was a person, like Elena, it shouldn't happen to a person. But if the person, there was a fruma yid, the person was the one that he had, he's the mole vates, he had from the products, he had. And then he worked very hard during the week. They came Leil Shabbos, every single Leil Shabbos, not all of a sudden. Came Leil Shabbos, he fell asleep. He came to the Shabbos table after davening, and when he came to say Kiddush, all of a sudden his eyes just ate him up. He couldn't keep it up. Whatever he did, he couldn't keep his eye. He just fell asleep. They put him into his bed. And one of the kids had to make Kiddush. It was such a busy position. Until the next morning, he woke up. This one week after week after week. He went to doctors. They don't see anything. They can't be masked. What happened? Because he went to Gneis HaTzadik. Shmuel Abba Mezichlin. Gneis HaTzadik. So as soon as he came in, he told him what it is. He says, Avad, it's a poshet. He said, Zoch of Hashom. Delvis is Shoymi Shabbos. Hafaschus is ein Maske Shabbos. Delvis is nicht Shoymi Shabbos. He's on Chal Shabbos. He said, Rebbe, I'm from a year. He said, he was always mentioned. He came back home. He was so zerbrochen. He said, not only did I get a broch from my Rebbe, was a chal from the moil of Mamloye. At mit ungeschmiss nach Menashe, ach, machal Shabbos. And he broke down and he started crying for his family. And then he came, was ready with it. No one said anything. And it was getting close to ready to Friday. And one of his kids says, Tati, I would never say anything over if you bal the Rebbe this gezak, I'll tell you. Just a few months ago, I was up and I heard in the middle of the night was Leil Shabbos. You got out of your room and you went, you put on the light, it's long it's in the licht, and you went, you made yourself a cup of coffee, you drank it, then you shut out the licht, and you went back to sleep. I was so scared that I saw you on Machal Shabbos, I was always afraid, I don't know what happened, but I was so ashamed, I couldn't say it to you. But yet, as the Rebbe is gesagt, sometimes that's what happened. So the person says, why didn't you tell me? He says, I couldn't get my, why didn't you stop me? He says, I was so scared when I saw, as my tata's Machal Shabbos, I was frozen. He goes back to the Rebbe and he tells the Rebbe, this is what happened. He says, no, hat er gesagt. If you're a Shoyme Shabbos, then you have a schuss to be Maske Shabbos. As a mensch, that you have a rein in the Shoma, und wie bald you a poigim in Shabbos, the Shabbos nem the kov, me los nish da rein. So he says, so what's my take on it? He says, you have to be Moise Nefesh for Shabbos. Good. Moise Nefesh, so he's waiting for the sign, waiting for the sign. A few weeks later, the Poritza has this big windmill and the Molarai from the Vates for that he owned. So he tells him, listen, Hezachain, the Baruch Hashem were very successful. I don't know if he said Baruch Hashem, but he said we're very successful. And I want to be Machem, I want to make the business bigger. In order to make the business bigger, I'm going to need money. The only way I see they can make money, Taka, the profits come in very nice, but not enough that we can invest to make the business and make the buildings bigger. Is I think we have to work on Shabbos. So he says, right away, this is my design. He says, I'm sorry, he says, that I can't do. He says, listen, I did my homework, says the Poritz. There's certain Jews, what they do is they sell to the goy the profits that come in from Friday and Shabbos. And then they work the rest of the day, and the rest of the days we split it. So I'm willing to do it. He says, maybe other people do it, but I'm not going to do it. I'm not doing it. So he says, listen, I'll give you a little time to think about it because you're an Eved Nemon. The man says, I'm not going to do it. Kids have kind of a few weeks went by, and then he asks him, listen, you have to make a decision. He says, I'm leaving. So he says, okay, leave. Person goes back to the Rebbe and he tells him, listen, I had this Nesoyin, and Baruch Hashem, I was Oymid Ben Nesoyin, the Rebbe's on the bench, and I should be able to say Kiddush. You're Oymid Ben Nesoyin, Zayin Gevaldik. Nishno Dos, but Shabbos is Makor HaBrocha, Shabbos Vet the bench. If you're Oymid Ben Nesoyin, Shabbos Ki, Makor HaBrocha, Shabbos Vet the bench. No, the person, the guy went and he didn't have any Panosa. Started borrowing and borrowing and borrowing. He didn't. The person built up his thing. He took somebody else. All of a sudden, this broke and that broke and this broke. He was losing so much money. He was not a vibe. The parents understood that must be that he should have gone back to. He should have worked together with him. So he fired the second guy and he took back the first person. And then all of a sudden, the business was blossoming. So much more orders came in and so much more hatzlocha. When the person was zeicher to have moedit the kashiris from this, and then he opened up a different mitzvah with zeicher. So he said, Zok the Rebbe Azeim, a mitzvah that you're mavaze is a mitzvah. I mean, melos nishtarayin. I want to tell you something. There are people that learn Megillah, people that learn Tainis, people learn Brachas. Comes to Ketzim Avorchim, the doors are locked already. People learn Bav Metzia, comes to Hazov, I don't know. Is there Neshach, Melos Nishtarayin? There's certain Mesechtas and Shas, and Mekhtayis, Melos Nishtarayin. The person has a good head. There's no reason why you can't learn it. For some reason, the Torah is being Doicha. Only because a person was mavazel something b'negeit the Torah as malos nishtarayin, malos nishtarayin. Shabbos los nishtarayin. Those are machal Shabbos. Boz ledovi yachovaloi. Same thing with Leil Seder. If a person didn't treat the Leil Seder via mensch as a Seder with the nishlozim yenanach, it's the ein shlof and sign busy. Has to show the kid a korum soif. You have to derech with that tzola. You be with whatever. You'll be phenomenon. Is the first thing a person has to do is afton tshuva. For how I treated the Leila of Seder Vizyetz. Once you do that, with the Seder, there are line lozen. And if you don't have that bengshaf and this, and I'm wondering, from now on I'm going to be a mensch of the Seder, I'll be moist and efesh to stay up with my children, be vitus, last week, be gewaldig. I want to go through different inyonim from the Seder, Alpi the Seder. But it's a lot of work. We'll start from the beginning, Akoponim. Karpas. We'll start from Karpas. I really should start really with Kaddish. That's really. Don't name it Kaddish, Pesach. Kaddish, what do you do by Kaddish? Melikir Shtifa. Before every Kosher Brocha, the Kosher have to be rinsed out. After you rinse out from the inside and the outside, Asar Dvorim Nema B'Kosher Brocha, Melikir Shtifa, then afterwards you can say Kaddish. But it's a different thing you have to do. You have to rinse out the leiv. Before you're ready to say Kaddish, it's from the Dalt Kosher. In Yonu from Gula, you're going to be drinking, you're going to be toasting for the king, and you're going to drink Lakova de Melech. For the Dalit Shonis of Gula, is a person that has to be Meliko Shtifa, his heart. Chas v'sholom, if your heart is full of junk, it's full of junk, it's Chas v'sholom, Sven Sharangi. It's Kadesh from the first Avoida, don't be Romos Chatzele, Stamzai Truk, Matayna Fizz. It's Avodah Shebelev. It's Kaddish, just like you prepare the koises, they have to be washed out. There's a lot of hidurim with the kois. Some people have ituf. It's all the Asar Dvarim. Kiyadua, the going was makar and all Asar Dvarim. Anyway, I'll call upon it. Oh, but the lay for sure needs Malika Shtifa. So the person prepares his house. And when you sit down with your children, whether if you're being Oyach to Seder, if you're making the Seder, explain to them that now that we're saying Kaddish, it's not only Kaddish of the mitzvah, which of course is dekazach, the kais has to be ready, but the mensch has to be ready. Like I told you yesterday, a mensch from Tarzan, at least a kabbalah, on shmir, some sort of a shmir on his pen, for tavan zeicher sein as a say kaddish. So the shemais, I'm afraid to say such my dimensions though. I'm going to say it anyway. Far from. The shvola zeida al kleina yingala, the heilige shvola zeida, and he zog kaddish. So the kid is all Kaddish, when the Tata comes to him, mach the Kiddish. Gleich mach the Kiddish. So the Shpola said he was waiting. No, doesn't know what he wants. He said, Medav zong weiter. Medav mach in Kiddish. Kedei, as the kinder lach zong nisht einschlof, and zong flegge, man ish tanda. So the kid said, my Rebbe didn't tell me that. He says, chas, zog, zusammen. Kaddish. The Tata comes to him from Kiddish, now, und er macht Kiddish, er tut on the weiße Kittel, und er macht Kiddish, kiddish, the kinder soll nicht einschlafen, soll fragen, man ist dann. Gut, er kiel chas rein, ist er rüber, die waren weiter. During Yontif, his malamit came to the Tisch from the Shpola Zeder. Sie ist in my height? Sie sagt, so ein Rebbe, dem ist, the kids are small. I said, it's hard for them to memorize the everything. So I gave it to them, the kids. So ich verstehe es nicht. First thing he told them, soll es wissen sein. Every single thing has been misoiler. And Klai, so what you think, this is a narishkeit, and this is a glecht, and this is us. The way you heard it from your Rebbe, you're going to say it to your children. There's a Messiah all the way back, and there's a tifa kavona. He said, I'll tell you what it is. So, Dr. Azay, when the tata come to him from the shul, welche tata, avinu malkein, when the eishah git a kuk, the ganze kadur oretz, as git a kuk, all the mention of gedavins, and we said, halal those that say halal, mit azay slavas they davin. Zog the Eibish, zog the Paiten, Kaddish, is the Eibish nach Machadish ein noch einmal mit Kedusha. People Kaddish himself noch einmal mit Klai Yisrael. Kaddish. Tate kommt dahin von Schuh, macht der Kiddish. He makes noch einmal the Chalois Kedusha mit Klai Yisrael. For was? As the kinder sollen sich einschlafen in Golis?
and it gives them all the service the night from Pesach. It's all the shine slow from Favos. Well, not them and the kinder fashtein, but they get a service. Manish tana alaylas and mekola leylas. Why are we in such golas? The boy said, we feel so connected to you. And we're so mechuvah, mezayim docheins. Favos had a million golas. This was the Chassidish Maisa from the Shpodah Seyyid. This is a very, very important thing. A mensch that have given to sein kinder to fashtein, that he's a chedik from Klai Yisrael. In that stama eva meduldul, you fell off a tree. The harab gefallen from the Levana. No, we belong to a tzibah. And you have to explain, do you know what's going on now at these hours? In the ganze kadur ha'oretz, everybody's mamish going through the seder. And we are ein folk, and we're doing it tzamen. Kadyas v'ni Yisrael. And the Eibish, chazu, chazu, bonai, that's what's going on. And the Eibish, kum tarof, and avul zen v'yedish, yedish akin, as a chelik vid. And you have to explain your children, as a tata from him, kum tarof. And he wants to see the way we act by the Seder. Und das hat Machane sein in unserer Kedushin. Und noch dem wird man sein, also immer kommt er, wie ein Pelle, what are we doing in Golas? Das darf, you have to be Masber. Not enough, it's enough, it's enough, it's every go around the table, all the Yinglach, Melech, have to say, man ist dann, true, it's a gewaltige Sache. Of nicht das ist der Wort. It's much, much more than that. You have to explain to me, you are doing this, and there are millions of Yiddish Kinderlach that are doing it. In the Eretz Yisrael, they already finished this Dharma. In Australia, it's already tomorrow morning, it's already after Halal of the Shachris. But we're doing it now, and all those in our time zone are doing it together. And a few hours, and it's going to be later on, it's going to be in Vesachvas in California, 3 hours later, they're going to say Manishtana. And then another 4 hours later in Hawaii, those, you know, in the Gansipriya, they're going to say Manishtana. And then the kid gets a different aspect. There's a whole world on the Ebshtan's always good living. No matter where we are, we're all the chelik of one Am Yisrael. And we all say, Manish Tanim, Bezok Tismash, Noch Gvaldik, brings the Moridik and Sardis. Smichas Chachomim, from the people that had the shoes, Kivege was, Azei, Marech, everybody was the Smichas Chachom. Smichas Chachom, Fila said it. When he said the Seder, he took his Agoda, and he took his Kadesh, and he took his Kiddush from the Agoda. So he asked him why. So he told him, first of all, Tzvezach, when you look, when you look in the verity, it's Boya La Teva, it's very, very important. Boya La Teva, Boya La Teva, go into the Teva. You'll see such oysis from those words that you never saw before, if you look in the verity, Boya La Teva. Tzvezach, the Gezach, a lot of people have Aniyim. A lot of people have poor people that are coming around the Seder. Everybody likes to make Kiddush. And a lot of people have the minhag that everybody makes Kiddush. If I'm going to say it by heart, because I know Kiddush by heart, Shtei Tot Na, or a man, and he doesn't know Kiddush by heart, he feels uncomfortable, he's holding dirt in his Agod, he's reading it off the Tavla, he's going to feel Fashem. So the Smich HaZachom says, you know who taught me that? The Taz. This was a minhag from the Taz. The Taz was Mulyadik Makbid, that everybody should feel like Mamish a king. So he didn't want that the Oni should feel absent different than anybody else. Or the Gnumen, his Agoda, not Gzok Kaddish. He said together, from this, everybody should feel the same. There should be no difference. When it comes in, before you make Kiddush, or even after you make Kiddush, you should explain to your children, Zman Chereseinu. There are people that have habits, people that have bad friends. The Kesach Arab Trogon can say, Zman Chereseinu, you can get to a Cheres, and you have to explain it to your children. And I'm going to tell you something. The teen children are the most important that you have to zero in. Teen children are those in the teen years, from the 13 till the place, by Yinglach and close came by Meidlach. They have new friends. You don't even know what they do. You don't even know the context they have. Those that have cell phones, those that have texting, you don't begin to know what they're doing. And everybody, by them, claps in the hearts. Claps in the hearts, claps in the hearts. And they can't get out, they can't shake their friends. Und das ist der Masbe sein deine Kinder. Er sagt, hey mein Kind. Hein Panach, der Schinn ist zwischen uns. Hein Panach, der ist ihnen von Gula, Mamisch, Gula, Gula, Gula. You, it's man chere seinu. And everyone can shake off all the bad habits that he has. All the things you can be fried from all your natias. And it's very, very important. You have to believe in it that happens that you're not. Magid. Hineni muchenem zumen. Nu, unsere gewass. I'll leave it. It's not enough time. His mom's have to go. There's so much in Kabbalah. Let me this. Just that. Svisla. Let's go. Hini mucherim zumen. We're us, mesnagdim. We're all talmidim from the doide b'Yehuda. Sein grise, goyinim. Doide b'Yehuda. Besog this hini mucherim zumen. It's nish, grise, besog this. I'm going to tell you why it's important to say hini mucherim zumen. You want to skip l'shem yichud kitchub lichu. That's really his highness. That no one knows the difference versus Yichud, Kitchub, Lichud, it's only one, Vishaycha, Yichud, whatever the complications are, and these miskolos that we don't know. If your minig is the same, Shem Yichud, Kitchub, Lichud, Gesuntai. Oh, but those that don't say it, but the words are Hinini, Mukhanam, Zuman. Hinni muchum umzumen means that you've been mesim lev to what you're doing. Hinni muchum umzumen. I'm getting ready and this is what I'm doing. Once you do this, it's an andere zach. Reb Chaim Zanzer went the night of Pesach. He went to his shul. Everybody was waiting. The grace of Goyin and Tzadik. I'm bringing all the mention from the Kehillah, bring him into the Himmel before he even starts to say that. He was already in the doorstep into the shul. He went back to his house. Went back. What was this? Went back. He said, I waited a few minutes. Then he went again. He walked the shul. And so somebody else put off his head before said, oh, what was this? What was this? I'm not going to say. Every single thing that I ever did, I always say, Hinni Muchum Zun Nachman, great. And because I do it, that's the Nesinas Koich and the Kedush and the Pula. He says, when you go to Shul, I'll call Psiya Psiya the Ebsha, is Machshev. He says, I was so Fanumen today that I didn't think of Hinni Muchum Zuman or my Psiya to Shul. Vel Chalirin. So I wanted to go back to the house and I start again. Hinni Muchum, Yetz Geir to Shul, Sadav Nemaidiv. Yetz Geir to Shul, Zun Korban Pesach, whatever, wherever they were up to. I was like, what did he say? A mensch sagt, hinni muchen am zumen, it puts you in a frame of mind. It's a nigga in a hinni muchen am zumen. People think the nigga, it's really important. Listen, snag them what you want. It's important that roiv of the nacht should be with zmilis. Wusse do a sach, that there's a nigga out of it. Da yenu, vehisha omdo, is a highlight. It's a highlight. Hallel. If it doesn't give me a thread and you didn't say hallel. In every nigga that's shayach, baruch hamokim, whatever they have, you have to sing it. If you have family, zusammen darf man singen, sing it, alle singen. Wie viel gewaltige chavivas of the nacht comes, such a simcha atzuma. When Absalom was by my house, and remember, if you remember, he was out, away from his family, he was just with our family. He took the matzahs, he took his avikom, he threw it over his shoulder, he started dancing around the table. Well, Shalom felt so uncomfortable because she was sitting by the table. Shalom went around against the table and we all held hands. The Yinglach, we danced. Arum, the Tish, Chai, Vodum, Laharis, Lidus, Sassma, Laharis, Sassma, Kiliyotzim, and Sime. He went around. It was Mamash, Besimcha, Besimcha, she surely sang. It's more you think. Our minig is that we all, everybody, the Yinglach, Kum, Zach, Zazaman, all the men, and we hold hands and everybody has a chance to hold the Afikomen and we dance around the table a few times. And we sing, but say so many times when we say Chai Vodum Laris is Atzma. It's a spank that Simcha, the kids will never forget it, and they'll do it. You have to bring it in. As if it's a Simcha Atzuma, then the kids will get the most. Hini Muruzum Lakayim Mitzvah Asay. Mitzvah. Noch einmal. This is a Muritik of Muskul, the state in the Heiliges Vore, Mitzvah is a Loshen von Tzavsa. Betreffzach. If you believe that every time you do a Mitzvah, as you treffs them, the mitzvah and the mitzvah treffen sich by the mitzvah is neude for oyem. It's mamish, you can't be masak, how much you can get out of it. Is yet the mitzvah that you're doing, every second that you're saying magid, or shemeya ko'oine, every second, and you're doing mitzvah, is yet a gewaldige tzavse. And this tzavse, don't give it up. And if you're not going to say, hinni nimuchem zumu for this tzavse, you're not going to have it. You just have hinni nimuchem zumu, it's not going to be a kiddush, but it's yoytze kiddush, but the tzavse was not going. The tzavsa, that's the hon, because you want the tzavsa. That's the zoiche zayin. Now, about it is a tefillah v'hinoyim. It's a pasuk that it's kedai to say, shenemo, first of all, shteit hazayin in the Haggadahs. And it's a tefillah, that it should be melutza. And if you had a mensch lost from that eye, no one wants to be thrown out. Pesach. Now, I'm going to Magid now. Pesach. Pesach, the mouth speaks. There's a time. Because Klaizor is such on a high level, that it was a pagam on the koyach hadibur, either because of Bame Eda or Imino Achosi, whatever the tvius was of Avram, Ramban, this Mufarshim, Kaisel was nifkam the koyach hadibur. There are many people when the Chas Hashem and the Esar did not express. Some learned the Sheni Yedishel. You know what's the Sheni Yedishel? It's a chochem. It's the chochem that does not express himself. Full tumul in the Rishonim. Who's the Sheni Yedishel? He doesn't know how to say Atakashi. He can't. He's shiny day list. He doesn't say, yeah, Psachla, you take care of him. And we as on the side, there's such a time when Chayso Chas Hashem, Vayu on the Chubin Yisrael. Vikita, oi, Vikita Krechts. Why don't they speak? Vatal Shavosam, they say, oi. But they didn't say words. They couldn't say words. They just didn't know how. They didn't know how to express it. They just couldn't say it. That's what we say in Davening, Shema Koylenu. Sometimes I mention Kenish. She goes, oi, just the voice without the dibur, except that. Shemak aleinu, chus v'racham aleinu. Is the nach from Pesach is a time that the person has rishus. He has rishus that Pesach. You have a siyata d'shmaya, no matter what your chet adibur is. If you're makabel to purify yourself, it's Pesach. And the night of Pesach, a mensch can be moiled. He could ask Kana ben Shul. We went through many times. As the nach from Pesach during Magid, you could beg and ask the Eibishter for anything that you want. That's why it's very, very important. The mitzvah halayla is done always with the mitzvah halayla is done with the mouth. Sipri tzitzim sam, the achila, everything. That's why lechem oini, so we have the shoes. Til kolam arba. In Zoya Kodesh Shtei, that the Eibishter tells the Pamal Yishal Maila, Luchu, kum gein tzazaman, vishimu ha-sipra shal ha-shvach shali, sh'oim nimbonai. The Eibishter tells his Pamal, Momshkin Musib was the Vertimainen. But with Maminim, b'nei Maminim, as they stay. As the Eibishter zog tzis Pamal, come, let's go down into every single Yiddish Shtub. And the Eibishter goes down, he's yoyded lamata, kum ha-ragin yedi Yiddish Shtub. She hid with the Klai Yisol says the shvach. And it's very important to say thank you. You have to remember that. Such some Agoda Magid, you read over there. You have to say thank the Eibishter for all the wonderful lesson that he did. And he took us out of Mitzrayim. Holach ma'anya. Kol dichin yesev yechel. Kol dichin yesev yechel. What does that mean? Kol dichin yesev yechel. There's a ma'isa noida. I don't think it was in your town. Rabbi Henoch Leibowitz from Chofetz Chaim. He's a nephew from the Chofetz Chaim, Yeshiva Chofetz Chaim, from the Chofetz Chaim himself. Fizol Zayin Veda Odom Godel Ad Moed. Odom Godel Ad Moed. He had a yeshiva. It's called Yeshiva Chofetz Chaim. It was in Queens. He once spoke a shmuz in yeshiva. He's Meshundik, Mamish Meshundik. He had a Talmud. It was Elter Bocha that was learning by Rab Hanach. And the Bocha was there for many years in Shigang by Yeshiva. So somebody told him, Hezrayin Chofetz Chaim Yeshiva, change yeshiva. Mashan Amogam, Mashan Mazel. So he went to a different yeshiva. He has a shoes from Rav Henoch. He was there many years. He felt so uncomfortable. He was Alter Bachur. So he went to a different yeshiva. Went to the other yeshiva. It's 2 months later, he became a chosin. Oh, but his whole lumpness, his whole, the Chofetz Chaim has a certain derech alimut. A whole lumpness, everything. The guy was from Rav Henoch. So he went to Rav Henoch. He told his Rosh Hashivah. He told his Shiva, I'm so happy, Baruch Hashem. I have a shidduch, and I'm pleased that I'm asking Rosh Hashivah to be Masada Kedushin. He said, Rabada, what's the shaila? Nothing to talk about. Good. That was his first time. Then he went to his new Rosh Hashiva, and he told the Rosh Hashiva that, you know, Baruch Hashem, I became a mazel, brocha, I became a chosan. He said, very, very nice. He says, but I have to explain to Rosh Hashiva that I have to ask Rav Henoch to be the Masada Kedushin, because I was there many, many years. And he taught me basically how to learn. I got my whole yinika from him. He says, what? You're going to make such a pits in my yeshiva? A Talmud comes here, and your whole shidduch you got because Mishana Mokam, Mishana Mazel, and you're not going to take me to be the Masada Kedushin? If you don't take me, not only am I not going to go, but I'm not going to let anyone tell me to go. As I preach, I'm not going to let. And the mensch thought, the mensch is totally verloopt. If I stayed this, if I found. Zoys mensch. No, if I found, he was there broken. He still was learning in that yeshiva. He didn't go back to Rav Henoch. Came to the week, 2 days before the chasna. He goes to Rav Henoch, and he asks Rav Henoch, you know, the yeshiva, you know, tomorrow night is the chasna. I'd like to shtel tzurka. Rav Henoch says, I can't make it. Not feeling well. There's no way I can make it physically. I can't make it. The mensch, he's a bit of a gal. Goes back to his new Rosh Hashiva, and he says, I'll be honest. I went to Rav Henoch, and Rav Henoch says he can't make it. Please, Hashiva, please. No. Now you're coming on, though. Not second fiddle. No. It's not going to happen. Not only am I not going, you're not going to tell me I'm going. The mensch, he doesn't know what to do. He walked out of the building, and his friend sees him. His face is down. He says, what's the matter? Why are you so down? He told him what happened. He says, the only answer, you have to go to Rav Moshe. Yes, Rav Moshe, what you should do? They both get into a car. They fly down to Manhattan. They go to Rav Moshe. They go to Rav Moshe. They knock at the door. So Tendler, Rabbi Tendler, you know, the Mordechai Tendler answered. He says, the Rosh Hashiva is not feeling well. He has pneumonia. No one can get into him. He says, please, I just need an eitz of what I should do. So he says, what's the problem? He tells him over the problem. He says, wait by the door. Goes back in, comes out in a few minutes. So Moshe said like this. Moshe told him, I would come, but I have pneumonia. I'm sakon. It's the first chayel to the mensch. I can't go. But I'm asking for it. This is what you should do. Go to Rav Yankiv. And ask Rav Yankiv, he should be Masada Kedushin. And if Rav Yankov doesn't go, he says he can't make it, I'm going to go with the pneumonia. Well, so the person had something at the end. They get into the car, they fly down to Rav Yankov. They tell over Rav Yankov, the guy to say, this person couldn't speak in normal Yiddish, or with his Hebrew, the Yiddish, and his English. He told the Rosh Hashiva, he told him, Rav Yankov, half what happened. So Rav Yankov says, Lost Abayisha, I'll be more than happy to come. The person was so, he was swelling from Simcha. He was so happy. Then so he said, I'd like to shtel tzut for Rosh Hashiva, you know, a car, you know, everything is going to be on time. No, Rav Yankov says, no, this is my chelik, I want to go, I'll shtel tzut a car, tell me where the hall is and what time it is, this, and I'll be there. Good. Rav Yankov, Tzadik Rav Yankov, you never saw Rav Yankov. Rav Yankov is such a yeki in time, so he went, he got somebody, he hired somebody or whatever, he got to the hall. When he got to the hall, the door was locked, because no one even came. He told him the Kabbalah as well, and Rav Yankov has to be, do the ksuba and everything, so he came on time, even before, so he should be, no one should have to wait for him. No one was there. Rav Yankov waited patiently till finally the chosen came, the family came, this, Rav Yankov was there. Rav Yankov was there, he was Masada the Kedushin, and afterwards again the chos, na brocha, na kush, na the bench, he should be worried the gmatzliach. You tell me. Tell me, tell me. Ru ma bein bini leben chomi. Ru ma bein bini leben chomi. Kol dich fin yesed yechel. Rav Moshe was willing to go with pneumonia. Rav Yankov spent over 6 hours, the one that told me the story, was over 6 hours. He left his house until he came back home to somebody that he never saw before. He'll never see him again. Favos. Kol dich fin yesed yechel. When you say Kol Dich V'Yesh Yechel, you have to make a Kabbalah and Mamish believe. Kol Dich V'Yesh Yechel is Pshutei K'mashmoy. If I tref a mensch, that the person needs my help, if I can help, if I can do anything, that's a tzuleg in a hand. These are all the G'dayli Yisrael, all the G'dayli Yisrael acted that way. I told you, Rav Shach, there wasn't any younger man that didn't have a mice with Rav Shach. Rav Moshe, anybody my age and younger, everybody had a mice. I don't know, where's Shaykh? How did they all fit it in with Rav Moshe and Rav Yankov? And I heard from the field with Rav Henkin. When I was a Shaykh, explain it to me. I can't answer you. I don't know. They don't divide, they multiply. They just I don't know how they do it. Our G'dayli Yisrael have time for everything. So when you come inside, when you explain Kol Dich V'Yesev Yechel, don't make it a zogach. Explain that what you're doing. Now is the time that we're inviting everybody. Everybody should come. And then this is a lesson, and this is how you'll get out of chedus. So shesayim fanumen bezich. But anybody Kol Dich V'Yesev in any luchni is a gash mistika eis zora. Chas v'shom that zora is as a mensch muss zustand. That's the zorach. Let's give him inside. Kol Dich V'Yesev Yechel. First, we said, what time is it? Ghana, what time is it? Kol Dich V'Yesev Yechel, Kol Dich V'Yesev Yifsach. There's a multi dikki yisod, Godel V'Noyle, Godel V'Noyle. There are certain people that only talk to big people. A person has to lower himself down. Any oni that comes to you, I feel oni bedas, heremois, heremois. This would be somebody over here, you don't know, Rabbi Yisrael Wolfson. So Wolfson, when I came to yeshiva, there's 300 bochum yeshiva, that's it. It was younger life, all together. And over here, there's this notion over here, there was a bulb here, a bulb, three bulbs over there. It was empty, nobody was here. Rabbi Yisrael Wolfson used to walk and back for hours, up and back. You know the whole Shas Bahad. It's the chazer, and all through this lashon. And once he said, somebody else, my friend told me, Cheskel Lodman, told me that he once said, Wolfson walking in the street. Say, yes, and he saw him laughing. Say, why laughing? Say, I just got to a funny, I got it. The person who called Hatoyle Kula, called Hatoyle Kula. The only two people that Abshneya, Bochum and Abshneya Sarofa, was Yisrael Wolfson Ali Olavin. I did a chalap at Abshneya. The only two of them, they came in, Abshneya Sarofa. You don't call Hatoyle Kula. So, Kamat, you never saw him with a sefer. Never saw him with a sefer. Yevamos, remember the first day in Yevamos, man, I went upstairs. I was looking for, I couldn't find a Gemara. So I went up to him and I said, Avuz the Gemara, I wrote, I had the lashon. Where's this Gemara? He says, Yevamos Tavkuf. He knew the whole Shaspan, nothing, the hands down. He knew the whole Shaspan. Because he was once walking back, up and back in the shul, in Pesach, and somebody came over to him. He says, do you want I should learn with you? She says, sure. He says, what do you want to learn? He says, whatever you want. So the person sat down, there's a wolf, and he gave him a chumash, and he was teaching him chumash Rashi till Shani. So then, after he went down, he was praying. He's a guy that has a snush, he doesn't open up a safe, and Boch Hashem, I did a mitzvah, Gedoyle, I'm going to give him chumash Rashi till Shani, Boch Hashem. But the guy, you're not normal. You know who you were talking to? Shmuel Deutsch, Mitzvah Shemel B.F. Yontif, Pashtas, he always comes. He was, he said, in Zayin Leben, Nish Gizan Azakop. Zayin Leben, Nish Gizan Azakop. He can't be massive. Is the man she lo? It was like, Mitzvah Shemel B.F. Yontif, very good. But Rav Shem Zalman, even like Klein Kind, used to tell my boy, oh, you're so happy, I'm glad for my time, see you, good. Kol Dirv HaYezeh, when you have people by your Seder, not everybody's so smart like you. It's when Jay says, she says, but there's people a little bit less than you. Lower yourself down, and everybody has to have a chelik at the Seder. Everybody has a chelik. You have to bring every single person, have a chelik. I feel it only bedas. Of course, kind of a person, whatever he says, you have to. Holach ma'anyo. What's the hemshech? Holach ma'anyo diachol avasonu b'mitzrayim. Kol dich v'yesev yechol. What's going on here? Kol dich v'yesev yechol. Hashat ha'ochol shan abo v'ari. So, what's the hemshech? Kich sam soif azay. V'ibalt nisin asidin lehigoyl. And the night from Pesach is the oidus of mamish of gula. There's nothing to talk about. In order to be zeichah for gula, is siyem b'mishvati podi v'shaveh b'tzdoka. I mentioned Musa b'tzdoka. In the time, the olden times, we didn't have money to give tzdoka. Oh, but yes, of me, yeah. So can I say? So we said like this. Holach ma'anyo. This is the lach ma'anyo that we are all sending them the same. They couldn't do so much stalker because of now it's nishtan and the matzav. And now we could say kol dich from Yesu v'yechel. Yes, ma'ovim. It's nish dosa gvom amol. Oh, but yes, we can do achnos zorchim. And therefore, vival, we do achnos zanem and spal for the gula. Could see him be mishu tibod of ishevel b'tzoga. This is some service pshat. You have to have the mood from it. The mood. When you say holach ma'anyo, you have to remember a person is in a gelegenite to do chesed. Even though cholomoy, even if you have, be mafish more money for tzedakah, give megeld, whatever it is, people already bought in the credit cards and all geshvolen, and you can help somebody, give them $1,000, take away enough pain from a yid, give noch tzedakah, give another $50, everything adds up. It can't be massive. Take to my house and somebody, a bochel came. He was collecting money, made $26. And he's so happy he came. He came with his money, he wanted to give him money for my chita that he raised. So his father came along, he asked, do you want, I should give you a check? I said, no, I want this money. The money was der Yingler. Der Yingler, he schaffed him sein hand, he went around, it's not easy. And he schaffed him, he gave him Geld, chove to the Eibishter. Mitch is matrich himself, a Yingler. Explained to them how important it is, the achters. What's Klai Yisrael is Goyech Be'oritz, and why you say Shema Yisrael before you say Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, the Bo'os Olmach, that's a whole Arichas, as M'zayin Alts Ein Kvor. A Kupon V'holach Ma'anya is something that's a Gevaldi Gizach. Some of us have learned that Hashat HaHoch of Mispal, that Lashon HaBo B'Yishulayim, what's together at Vonim? Hashat HaHoch, what's the Nusach? Hashat HaHoch, Lashon HaBo B'Aradi Yisrael, Hashat HaHoch, Lashon HaBo B'Nei Cholim. So it's a Tefillah. If to every bit that a person of Chaim Blim wants to the Shia over here, and afterwards he said, if I got it, it's a Zeish Takarum Gide. He brings down from the Rabbeinu Yoyne, he gets a Tshuva state, Rabbi Leza, Yov Pluto, Loni Vod Matzli. For what's when he said, the Echse, Panech Drama, means it's a lot of two places, in Stoka and in Chetfila. If you do any mitzvah, you should always say Chetfila. If you do any mitzvah, you should say Chetfila. I know somebody in Lakewood that was suffering so much. He lost his shtela, with the Maruz Kitim V'Yahund. He was fashemt, his wife was fashemt, his kids were fashemt. In 1 minute he goes, ach, it was mid-service with somebody. He was mukhus lechem. So there was somebody, Chavamayin, told me the story. He went and he shaft money, it goes back many years, he shaft $25,000. He went to the person and he told him, listen, I know that you're going through a difficult matzah, please take this money, this will help you. And then he left, he gave him 25,000 cash. The person didn't know how much, he didn't know how much money. When the person walked out, he realized what he did as a gem, a mensch he is. He said he stood by his car, and he said he had an eighth sorry. I don't want to go into the problem. He had an eighth sorry. I'll be telling you, there's no way the person could have gotten out of it. No way. He stood by the car. He said, "Rabbeinu shalom, ich go helfen dein kind, help me." He told me it was nishtane shaloi al piteva. It was a tefillah after a mitzvah. It was a mitzvah. Is every time you do a mitzvah, state in Mishnah Berurah, why do you say all the harachmans you have to bring us a mol, ayichasenu? Say, well, harachmans is a bunch of tefillahs, what's all this? He says, because Zot Mishnah Berurah, every time you say you do a maisa pula mitzvah, so it's a glach mispal sein, and you have shvetem from 9 tefillahs. So if a person does a mitzvah, does a gefaltige mitzvah, gitach stoke, or whatever it is, a shata ocho, or he invites people, so a mensch mispal sein, then he can be zirch, his tefillahs can be answered.
Kan haben shoyl ad kana kofal. I think we have to stop here. I don't want to go away for this man. It's a lot more work. I brought 109 pages. I'm up to 25.
I can't. Enough help.
Maybe one more word. Oh. These are long, long aliches. Okay, one akuda. This is very, very important. You have to explain it to your children. You have to explain it. Masful begnus. What's the masful begnus? Machloek zayam shmul. We do both. Masful begnus. What's avodim ayinu l'farim mitzrayim? We were avodim. We're not avodim. But avodim ayinu. It's such a dova omuk ad lahafli. Today, psychologists make the most money. Everybody has inferiority complex. They don't have self-confidence. All these Americanische Sprachle. A person's an Eve. He's a shovel by Zech. He has no fanem. He doesn't realize that his Dibuk and Tuwaif, his Machshovuk and Tuwaif, his Meisen and Tuwaif. Avodim Hoyinu. This is the worst gnus, that Shayach. That we, a Yid, that has a Chelik and a Kaimi Mal, that's that Shayach. And the person gave it up because of shiflas, habits, avedis, and became an evan. This is the biggest. And then you have to explain to your children, no matter whatever matzav you want, and you're in a matzav like avod mayinu, you don't believe in your koiches. So it's the visasayin, it's a gnus shalayin v'gmosayin. Avod mayinu l'falim v'mitzrayim, it's a nidrik, a shmutzik a mensh, a shmutzik a medina, was the lowest of the lowest. And afo became on the ebishun tzareis genumen. A person has to realize the glick that you zoicha. You have an opportunity to do mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim. So we have to first realize that the gnus, in order to be margish the geula, you have to know the gnus. And that's a very, very important thing. A person that's mechubit riyabish doesn't fall into yirsh. Yirsh is shalom edas. Falamens nutzim zayin seichel. But a person that has seichel is mechubit. I didn't even touch the tip of the iceberg in the Gaya for the Pesach say that there's so much work to be done. Take Agoda, Homrachmon is a great too. I told you the Chofetz Chaim, the years of Chofetz Chaim, the man had every taste in the world. He said, what if you didn't think, how did the man taste? So he said, I'm a trachnish, hotus nish kein tam. If you didn't prepare the Agoda, you'd sit and be, it's not, you have to ligand it, underline it. Put your markings, what do you want to be margish? And everything that you say shouldn't be stam avertel. It should be something with lathe. You shouldn't be the mois chatzerai. You should be coincide with your lathe and with your hearts, even if you're by your father or you're by your shver, whoever you are. But put in an active part. Don't go to sleep. It's not kedai. Fight the sleep. Fight it with you. Fight it. Stand, do whatever you can. Pay your children money. They should stay up with you. Go through the sippy yitzias mitzrayim. Go through it weiter. Spend the whole night. The next day was the shlofen. And the second night, vayta again. Oy, can saris kum b'luchush godl. You can go out with such a chush godl. Fight it. It's only two nights. It's vos. It's 11. See, you didn't sleep. It's vos can't shenzayim. But fat, if you're great, it's too. Pay a chavrusa, pay somebody to come to your house. Or you make up with somebody. I saw two people. I love Masikin, Blina, so I saw two people. And when I came to Masikin, so I saw two people sitting with chavrusa. They were going to Sibiutzi, it's Mitzrayim. It was beautiful. Both the houses are the same, whatever the matzah was. So they made up pashtas. They made up. They came together over here. And till the second, they were msapi tzias and sam. So it was a beautiful zach. I mentioned the kenesh talein. The kenesh talein is more than that. Shira shirim. That's shayach. I want to tell you something. Learn the first Rashi in Shira Shirim. If you learn the first Rashi in Shira Shirim, you learn it with your spouse and you don't cry. Something's wrong. It's a Rashi that can make a stain melt. And learn that first Rashi. And your heart will open up. Grace is Sadiqim, like the Vilna Goyim, the Pasach Shulchan said, he was there. The Goyin said after the Seder everybody should leave, and he hid behind the closet, and the Goyin said Shir Hashirim, and he was swaying up and back, and the Goyin wasn't, we don't see him in that surah now, our understanding of him, whatever that means, and the Goyin passed out. He thought, the Pasuk Shavon thought that he was Nifter, until he saw finally that his color was coming back, and then he continued. People mamish chalas by Shir Hashirim, the Alter Sefer Rebbe, the Alter Sefer Rebbe, the Heindiger's father. No one ever saw him cry. Only two times they saw him cry. They never cried. He cried by the Kippitzin Sedevas Levaya. There he cried. And every Pesach when he said Nishmas. When he said Shir Hashirim. At Kesach Steinau. Tadeles. He said it himself. He said he cried so hard. He said it's a shit from his family. He just couldn't. Just pour out. Your heart opens up. Look over Shir Hashirim before. And after the Seder, and then, Moyni, they go through Nishmas, Bidvekes Hatzuma, Bidvekes, every word should be boiled out of the page. Then we say, Shir Hashirim, Sahibal. When you open up the door for Elyonovi, you tell your children, Elyonovi Kum Talai. When we were kids, we grew up, that we used to think that we saw that episode. Yeah, something was missing from the Kreis. He took a sip of Leonovi and Bamuna Shleim. That's another. I still look at the Kreis. Maybe I grew up with that. I can't shake it off, and I'm not interested to shake it off. Leonovi kum terayin beitis. Leonovi kum terayin yeri yirishestu. Kum terayin yeri yirishestu. When I think from the Kreis, I zoyri zankedushin to the Kreis. It's kedua for those people that are in the world of segulas. Is that there's a gewaldic segula that the koish al aliyo is v'refuah. Take that koish and put it away. Make sure you don't leave it overnight on the table, because then it's pogum. You can't leave it open. It has to be covered. So you cover it over with a teller. You leave it till the next morning. Then the kid will look to see if aliyo took it or not. Then you take that. You put into a bottle. And then the next, you put into the bottle. You save it. Chas v'shalom during the year, if anybody's a little crank, just put a few things. You'll see dvarim noyloi. It's also Mori Dik Segula for Abshamshon Ostapola. Abshamshon Ostapola, Abshalom used to say that of Pesach. They say anybody that says the Segula for Abshamshon Ostapola is Biyadua, nothing will be Raal be Shalit on him. And such Gavaldika Segulas are said from this Gavaldika Abshamshon Ostapola Dik Segula. Chavamayna printed a Sefer, he's willing to give to everyone free to take it and to say, you know, it's not on the tonight that you have to say Rapsam Shon Ostapola, but there, keep it Pesach Dik. It's Mori Dik Segulas and the Oilis of Yom is there. Is anybody once can take the safe? And the Abishon Salah mentioned, we should grace of Tzum, we should get the most out of the Helik Yontif. We know the Motzah Shabbos will be a Avad for those that still don't want to clean.
Where's the